if you take the shemen and you rub it on your body, that's also an issur of truma. If you rub yourself with the oil of truma, it's like you drank it. Therefore, even sikh is also chayiv. So Rashi says, "Dilu gozla v'shlichu nor afilu b'shoydig to lo yada shitruma ena mishalom chaynish ela keren kishar mazik chunin liyama." The Amar kiyecha prat lamazik. Like we'll soon see, the chiddush here is not that we say if you do b'shoydig b'truma, you have to pay back a chaynish. That's only if you eat it. The Torah says kiyechal. If you eat truma, that's halacha. You have to pay back a chaynish. So what's considered eating? We're saying now you can eat it, or you drink it, or else you rub it on your body. That's all bechlal shtiyah. Mashenkein, if you would take the truma and throw it to the yam, or stam bimazikit, then there's no halacha to pay back a chaymish. That's a regular din gavlin. You're like stealing from a kain, and you have to pay back like a gavlin the money. When do you have to pay back a chaymish? Only if you ate the truma. What's called eating? Mamish eating, drinking it, or else sicha rubbing it is also called kishtiyah. Echa truma tameya, even if the truma is tameya, it's still called you took something from the kayin, because the kayin could use truma tameya, you could burn it. The echa truma teira is mishalein chaymish v'chumsha d'chumsha. Halacha is, whatever you took, you have to pay back that meter, and you have to add a fifth to it. Now the fifth that you give to the kayin also becomes truma. Therefore, if another Yisrael, or even this Yisrael, goes again and eats this chaymish, he has to pay back another keren and another fifth of this chaymish. That's called v'chumsha d'chumsha. From the fifth that you pay back, it also becomes truma, and it has the regular halacha. If somebody eats the truma, he has to pay back the value, the meter of it, and a fifth more. Like Rashi says, v'chaymish chumsha. Shatashlumim nas in truma. When you pay back the koyin, it becomes truma. If you go and eat now that first fifth that you gave, when you eat it, it's like eating truma, that you have to pay back how much it was, and you have to eat another fifth on that also. That's the loch of truma. Now, this is a shayla now. If a Yisrael goes and eats truma from a kohen, and we say now he has to pay back a chaymish, the keren, the value of it, and another fifth. How do we count the keren and the chaymish? Lufi midah mishalim. Do we say, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, we go lufi midah? If you ate two apples of truma, you have to pay back to the kohen two apples and one fifth more. Or lufi dama mishalim. Or else, no, we have to say you ate two apples. At that time, it was worth a dollar. You have to pay back a dollar's worth to the kohen. Let's say later, one apple's worth a dollar. All you have to do is just give back one apple, not two apples. That's the shayla. When you eat truma v'shogeg, that you have to pay back keren and chaymish, do we say l'timidom, just how much you took, that's how much you have to give back, or else the value? No, we see how much the value was, and you have to pay back the value of what you took. So it must sound like this. Kol heicha dimikore shovi abozuzi. If metchilo, you ate a pound of apples, and it was worth $4. Ulebsoif shav yezuzi. At the end, when you want to pay back now, a week, a month later, a pound is only worth a dollar. Lipsayv shav zuzi. As you ate it, the pound was worth $4. Now it's only worth $1. Loiti boyloch devade kidimikor mishalim. According to everybody holds now, you can't just give back 1 pound, because 1 pound is only worth $1 now. And when you ate it, it was worth $4. So everybody holds you have to give back $4 worth of peris now. Why? Kidimikor mishalim ufi domin. To legor mi gazlin. Because you're not worse than a regular gazlin. You lamaisa ate truma, you stole from the kohen. Even though you did a b'shoigig, so what? Another mischayef exela, even b'shoigig. So you're not worse than a regular gazlin. The Tanan, the Gemara Mishnah says in Baba Kama, what's the loch of a regular gazlin if you steal something from your friend? And the klal is, kol agazlonim, mishalnim tishasa exela. Whenever you steal something, and you steal a pound of apples on the first of the month, and on the first of the month, the pound of apples is worth $5. And you want to pay back on the 20th of the month? On the 20th of the month, a pound of apples is only worth $2. You can't just give back a pound of apples. You have to give back 2 pounds. You have to pay to call out Gazlon and Mishalm Gashasak Zalem. How much it was worth, Bishash, you stole it was worth $4 then. You have to pay him back later $4 worth of apples. That's the loss of a Gazlon. Here also, when you wait this truma from the kayin, you're good with saying now b'shoigig. It's called the kaporadik alocha, that you have to pay back another chaymish, but it's not worth you also a gazlin. As a chutz from the gazlin, you have a new din to pay back a chaymish, but you're not worse than pasha you stole from the kayin. So pshitif, when you ate it, it was worth $4 a pound. Even though now when you're paying back, the pound is only worth $1, you can't just give back 1 pound. You have to give him back 4 pounds. You have to give him back $4 worth. The Rashi says, if the pound was worth $4, and now the pound is only worth $1, this sulo, not more, loy mi boiloch. Nina midi ichborlei achilas truma betashlum me midah. True, the kapora you're gonna have is by paying back the midah. You ate a pound, pay back a pound. True, mihu, but memayna the kain oichol. You also ate the kain's money. You ate his truma. V'leigara mishar memayna techulin. It's not worse than stam. You ate somebody else's food. You stole it. Shad shaha dinim shadayonim goyvim imenu kishas kzeila. You have to pay back the way it was worth b'shas you stole it. So if you eat truma, you're not worse than a pashuta gazlin. So pshita, you have to pay back how much it was worth b'shas gzela. Now where's our shal negeya? The shal is like this. Kiti boiloch, when do I have our shal? When do we clear that? When do we have our suffix? Dimikora shav yezuzi. At the beginning, when you ate the truma b'shoyeg, it was only worth $1. You ate a pound of apples, and it was worth $1. Well, it's safe now when you want to pay back, shaviar bur. The pound of apples is now worth $4. That's the shayla. If you're being regular gazlin, you don't have to pay back any more pound of apples. You only pay back $1 worth of apple. Since at the time you stole it, it was worth $1, you owe him $1, you only have to pay back $1 worth. So here's the shayla, now my. Now that you ate a b'shegig, and we see there's a new aloha of a chaymish, you have to eat another fifth. What's the locham? Do we say l'finidu mishalim? We still have to pay back as much as you took. If you took a pound, you have to pay back a pound. Even though this pound is worth more now, so what? The kapora has to be l'finidu how much you took. The yomalei, we tell you, giruya ochal, you ate a pound of truma, giruya mishalim, you have to pay back a pound. L'finidu, that's the kapora of eating a b'shoigi. Even though a gazlin only pays back the value of it, but if you wait truma b'shoigeg, that's a new kapora de kalocha, here you go l'fimida. Oidilma, maybe no. Even here, when you eat a b'shoigeg, still I'll tell you, l'fidom mishalim. You only have to pay back how much it was worth what you ate. So the zuzocho, true at the beginning you ate a pound, but that pound was worth $1, is now when you're paying back, you don't have to pay back a pound anymore, but the zuz mishalim, you have to pay back $1's worth. True, when you ate a b'shoigeg, you can't pay back money. You have to give back apples, whatever you ate. Any truma that you ate, you have to pay back those peris. But how much peris you have to pay back? Maybe it'll feed the value of what you ate. If you ate $1 worth of peris, you have to pay back now $1 worth of peris. Even though now it's half the weight. So what? You go to feed domin. That's the suffix. Rashi says, Giyur Mishalim, V'yaf agav d'shav yahash t'tzvei, even though right now it's worth much more. Because you have to go buster how much it's worth. Or Dilma maybe no, Lefi Dome Mishalim. The Afagav, don't forget, the first time is Lefi Mida. You ate a pound, you have to give back a pound, even though a pound is worth much more now. Or Dilma Lefi Dome Mishalim. No, you go buster the value of it. You ate a pound, you ate a dollar's worth, you have to pay back a dollar's worth. The Afagav Dikpidu Atura, Lishalim Teris, even though here it's a Chiddish. If you eat truma b'shoigeg, you can't just pay back the value of the money to the kohen. You badavka have to pay back peris. And these peris, these fruits, become now truma. Still, I'll tell you, lo yekpidu, the Torah was only makpid, was wanted, elo lefi adomim. Only to see how much it was worth. Kishar tashlumim, like any other tashlumim. O mashi yishalim, yishalim a peris, that's all. Even a regular gazlin has the right to pay back the money. Here, I'll tell you, you have to badavka pay back the peris. But how much peris? Not the pound that you ate, but just the value of the pound. $1's worth, pay back $1 now. That's the suffix in the Gemara. Gemara brings a raya. Toshima. Omer Rav Yosef Toshima. Yosef Kamla Alvin Yeraya. Halacham, Gemara in Erechim we had. Ochal Geroigris. If somebody ate from Truma, Geroigris, Rashi says that's dried out figs.
you ate dried out figs of truma. The loch is v'shilum loy tamorim, and let's say you paid back the kohen dates, is tovul of brocha. You should not get a big brocha. Why? Because you ate something not so valued, dried out figs not so good, and you're paying them back now tamorim, something much better. So Gemara says like this, Iyarmit bishleim, it's very good if you could tell me, lefimida mishalim. You know how much you have to pay back, lefimida. If you ate a pound of figs, you have to pay back now a pound. So you're paying back now the pound of what of dates. Is amtilohochi tovlo brochom. Now it's very good, why you get a big brochom. The yochu geruya the gregris, you only ate a pound of dried out figs, which are not worth so much. The shav yezuzi, it's only worth $1. And what are you paying back the crane with? The koyoya geruya the tomorrow. You're paying him back a pound of dates, which is a shav yabo, it's worth $4. So therefore you get a big brochom, you're giving back the crane really more than you took. Eli Yarma, but if you're going to tell me, no, lefi dama mishalim, you always only have to pay back had the value of what you took. So b'zayah, my tovu olo brochum. What's the big brocha? Why do you get any brocha? What's the yashakech we're giving you? B'zuzocho, you ate $1 worth of the figs. So now when you pay back the dates, how much dates are you paying back? Not a pound of dates, but $1 worth of dates. Is ocho b'zuzocho mishalim? You're paying back only $1 worth of dates. So what's the brocha? What did you do so great to the kain? You weighed $1 worth and you give him back $1 worth. What's the brocha? Rabbi, no, this still wouldn't be a riot, it wouldn't be a kasha. Maybe you thought you have to pay back only how much it was worth. If you weighed $1 worth, you just have to pay back $1 worth now. So the amai tovu olo brocha, what's the yashakayach? What did you do so good to the kain now? To yocho midi, to leikofa to leizvini. You ate figs, dried out figs. People don't buy it so much. So true, it's worth $1, but if the kohen would have had those figs, he couldn't have sold it so easy. Because mishalim midi the kofas leizvini, and you're giving him back now. True, it's only $1 worth, but you're giving him back dates that people jump to buy it. The kofas means people jump, or leizvini, they jump to buy it. So it's easy to sell it. So therefore, you get a yashkoyach, you're helping out the kohen, even though you're only giving back $1 worth. But this $1 worth is a better $1 worth. It's better to have dates than figs. Dates sell faster than dried out figs. So that's the Yashar Koyach. But you have no right to our shadow. Do you pay back the value, or do you pay back the amount that you ate? Gemara Tanan. We're going to now Mishnah. For Oichol Trumas Chometz Pesach. If somebody eats Truma of Chometz on Pesach, is B'shoigig, if you didn't realize it was Truma, Mishalem Kerem V'Chomish. That's our Mishnah, that you have to pay back the Kerem V'Chomish. Even though it's Pesach, that it's also banu, it has no value, it's not worth a penny. Still we say you have to pay back to the kohen a kerem v'chaymish. Is the yarmit bishleim, it's very good if you'll tell me, lefimi de mishalim. You know what you have to pay back by truma? How much you ate. Not the value of it, but how much you ate. Then shopper, then I understand. Even though you ate chometz on Pesach, that's not worth a penny, still if you have to pay stuff, you have to pay back the pound worth of bread. Because you have to pay lefi the amount that you ate. Eli yarmit. Lefidama mishalim, but this is going to tell me even truma. You have to pay back the value of what you ate in Paris or in Chometzim. Chometz lepesach ba'damamu. Why should you have to pay back? If you ate truma that was chometz on Pesach, it's not worth a penny. It's also bano. You shouldn't have to pay back anything. Have the Gemara in. I'll tell you now, it's still good on Mishnah. Ha'mani Reb Yosef Gmilihi. Maybe really you hold alocha, and that's what we hold alocha, you pay lefidamim. You pay how much the value of it. How does the Mishnah say if you ate chometz on Pesach, you have to pay back, it has no value? Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yaglili. The Omar, chometz, for Pesach, mutabano, that's what we had before. His sheet is chometz, even throughout the 7 days of Pesach, still is mutabano. Therefore, it has value to it. The kohen could use it to burn his oven with. He could use it to bake matzah with it. So since it has some value to it, if you eat it now on Pesach, you have to pay back the value of it, and you have to add another chometz to it. That's Pshat now Mishnah. We're going according to Yosef Yaglili. That chometz is muta bano, aim a sefer. What does the sefer of our Mishnah say? B'mezid, if yeast is truma b'mezid on Pesach, you realize it's truma eating a b'mezid, potim in a tashlumim. Now you don't have to pay back anything. Or medimay yetzim, you're potim from paying back even the value of the wood. Even for that, you don't have to pay back anything. If the kasha, why not? If b'mezid true, it's not called a kapara dikalochem. If yeet truma b'mezid, it's called like a goslin. Like your mama stole something from the kohen now. So, I Rab Yosef Glili, but if our Mishnah goes according to Yosef Glili, am I potter min atashlumin of midmayetim? Why are you potter from paying back the kohen what you stole from him? The churu you stole something that's worth, it has some value to it, this chametz, it's mutter v'hanor, so whatever is the value of it, you stole it from the kohen. True, you ate it b'mezid, but b'mezid is a gazlan b'galocha. Why don't you have to pay back? And the Gemara tell you how a tan holds, Sovolok Rav Nechunya ben Akona. The tan of our mission holds, like Rav Nechunya ben Akona, that holds as a ptur of komled the Rav Minei. Since you've eat truma b'mezid, yechayiv misa b'dei shemayim patas you from paying back money. The tanya we learned, Rav Nechunya ben Akona, the Rav Nechunya ben Akona shita is, ho yoises yom ha-kippurim kishabes l'tashlumim. It used to hold that even though Yom Kippur, if you do a malacha on Yom Kippur, if you burn somebody's peiros on Yom Kippur, he held your potter from paying back the money, al samazik. Why? Because if you burn it on Yom Kippur, you chayiv misa, what misa koris. So he holds koris is the same malacha like by Shabbos that you chayiv misa by the yodim. Hey, so if you do a malacha on Shabbos, here everybody holds you say, come live with Rav Minei. If you burn somebody's fruits on Shabbos, you chayiv misa by the yodim. So Misa b'da yodim, shit the apotah for paying back the money, that's called Kama Rav Minei. And the Chunim b'nakonah says a chiddush, even Yom Kippur, that doesn't have the chiyah Misa b'da yodim, they don't kill you here. Just b'da shemayim, they kill you with the chiyah Koris, that also makes the ptur Kama Rav Minei. So our Tana is saying a bigger chiddush than that. Not only a chiyah Koris, but even a chiyah Misa b'da shemayim. Because if each shumah b'mezid, there's not a chiyah Koris, it's called a chiyah Misa b'da shemayim. It's a little bit different than Koris. So even Misa B'dei Shemayim also has a p'tur of Kamla Rav Minei. That's Pshat Na'a Mishnah. So again, for now, Mishnah, have no raya, you pay back lefi the amount that you ate. Maybe you have to pay back lefi the value of what you ate. And if you eat a b'shegeg, the reason why you have to pay back was on chametz according to Yosef Glili has some value to it. So you have to pay back the value. If you ate it though b'mezid, since you chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, therefore you potter, because come like the Rav Minei. We say we give you the higher punishment, the Misa, and not the less punishment of paying the money. So the more good ketanoi, I'll tell you how shaila, when you eat Shuma B'shegig, do you have to pay back the amount, or do you have to pay back the value? It's a machlokes tanoi. Like you have a machlokes like this. Ho'oyechel Truma Chometz Pesach. If somebody eats Truma that's Chometz on Pesach, potter min etashtumim with mayaitzim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, mashum when you eat it b'shegig or b'mezid, even b'shegig still you potter. He says, "Tam Rabbi Akiva holds you always potter." So, if you eat it b'shegig, why are you potter? If you hold lefi midah mishalim, how much you took? Why don't you have to pay back how much you took? The Chur of Sarayi Rabbi Akiva holds clearly you have to pay back how much it's worth. And since chametz on Pesach is not worth anything, therefore he holds you potter. We have the Yechinah ben Nuri mechayiv. He holds no yechayiv to pay back. As even though chometz has no value to it, so what? He holds the fee needed mishalim. You have to pay back how much you took. If you took a pound of chometz, you have to pay back. You have to pay a pound of chometz. So this is a machlokes of Kiva and Rav Yechinah ben Nuri. Now the explains the machlokes. Omer Rav Kiva and Rav Yechinah ben Nuri. Rav Kiva spoke to Rav Yechinah ben Nuri. V'chimah no yesh loy. I have a kasha. How could you say yechayiv like Rav Kiva holds? You have to only chayiv for the value. So what kind of value did you take away from the kohen? It's not worth anything to the kohen. Chometz is also bano. Omer Rav Yechinah ben Nuri, so Rav Yechinah ben Nuri answered back to Rav Akiva, Omer hano yesh lo yoichol truma tameya. What hano is the kohen missing if he has truma that's tamei, the kohen can't eat it, and still there's a loch of Yisrael eats it, b'shegeg, he has to pay back kerem v'chomish. B'shar ko yimoy sashonam. The rest of the year, not on Pesach. Stam, if somebody eats truma that's tameya, what hano, what did you steal, take away from the kohen? Shemeshalm, that you have to pay back. Omer loy, so Rav Yechinah answered back very easily. Loyim amate b'truma t'meya b'shah yimoy sashona. Shaf api shein lebohetar achila, true. The kohen can't eat truma t'meya. If the truma became tamei, there's a lot the kohen can't eat it. Of a yesh loy bo heter asoko. But the kohen could have some hanor from it. He's allowed to burn it. He's allowed to burn these peiros and use it for the heat. He could heat up his oven with it. Tayama b'zu, masheken and our mishnah in this case, of chometz on Pesach, that's also banom, shein loy bo loy heter achilom, you're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach, loy heter asokom. It's also banor also. So since it's also banor, that was Rav Yechinah ben Nuri's taina, how could you, that was Rav Kiva's taina to Rav Yechinah ben Nuri, how could you say yechayim, if you eat chometz b'shoigei trumom, so what? You didn't take any value away from the coin. Holoma zed doima, so Rav Kiva, what is this doima to? Le trumas tusim vi anovim. if somebody has berry juice, the anovim, the trumas tusim the anovim, shenitmo, shem labem, loyheter achilab, loyheter asokum. If you have the juice of grapes, no, you have the wine that became tummy. So tomatical wine that's truma, the curry has no value at all from it. He can't drink it, and he can't burn it either. Wine doesn't burn. So therefore, he has no hanof from it at all. So in such a case, if you eat truma, a wine that's tummy, you'll be potter from paying back. This is the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and Rabbi Kiva. So what's the hezbo in the machlekes? This hezbo. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, the reason why you chayiv is because he holds, you always pay back lefi mida. There's not a law of how much you took away from the crane, the value, but just the finida. That's the chiddush b'shoigig. When you eat b'shoigig, you have to pay back how much the amount that you took, even though it's not worth a penny. So what? The new halacha is you pay back the finida. And Rabbi Kiva holds no. He holds your potter, because you only pay back the value, and it has no value. Now the Gemara says another chiddush here. The medevar mamurim, when do we say this klal? The mafresh truma vechmitza. If you mafresh truma on Pesach first, and later it became chometz. Avo mafresh trumas chometz. But if on Pesach you have chometz and you want to be mafresh truma now on it, like you have your wheat, you didn't take off truma, and the wheat became chometz, some water fell on the wheat, and now you have chometz stick of wheat. If you want to make a truma, it's not chal truma on chometz stick of wheat on Pesach. Avo mafresh trumas chometz, divrei hakol ein a kedusha. Everybody holds it's not chal, the truma is not chal. And the Gemara later will explain it. Like Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, it's only Chal Truma on something. Rashi say here. Chometz, the Pesach going Chitim Shechmitzu. The Rihakul Afidu Rav Yossi Aglili, the Shor Rechon to Pesach Bano, the Chaz Asok Eina Kedush, the Kam of first time. Rashi doesn't explain why. At the end of the Sugya, we'll explain why. Hakitza says here, that if you want to be Mafrish Truma, which is chometz on Pesach, it's not chal the truma. If you have your wheat that became chometz, you can't make a truma. Truma is not chal on chometz on Pesach. That's why we have a case of the Mishnah here, that you have truma, that's chometz, it's only if you mafresh it before Pesach, or else you mafresh the wheat when it wasn't chometz yet. So now the wheat now that's not chometz became truma. Now if it becomes chometz, that's the case of truma. But you can't be mafresh chometz to make it into truma on Pesach. That we'll see later on, why not? So the kids said, this is the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and Rabbi Kiva. When you eat truma b'shoigeg, do you pay lefi the amount, how much you ate? Then on Pesach you are chayiv, or Rabbi Kiva says, no, you pay the value, and the chometz has no value. The more tiny, that we have another machlekes tanoim. The Pasuk says, v'nosan la'koyin es ha'koydish. If you eat truma b'shoigeg, you have to pay back to the koyin the payrus that you ate, es ha'koydish. Dover her royal liyas kodesh. You have to pay back to the kohen something that could become truma. Prat, this excludes li'oichel trumas chometz pesach. If you eat truma that's chometz on Pesach, you're potter from paying back the kohen and the chomish. She'potter min ha'tashlumin u'min d'may eitzim. You don't have to pay back the value, and not even the value of the eitzim. Divrei Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. That's what Reb Elezer ben Yaakov holds. So he dashes the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, v'nosan la'kohen es ha'kodesh. You have to, like we're saying, when you eat truma b'shoigeg, you didn't realize it, you have to pay back to the kohen what you ate. So here, if you ate truma, chometz dikah truma, you can't pay it back on Pesach, because on Pesach, you can't make chometz truma like we had before. So since you can't make truma chometz, you can't make chometz into truma, you're potter from paying back. That's what Reb Elezer ben Yaakov holds. Reb Elozer chasmoi mechayiv. He holds, no, you are chayiv. He holds, if you eat Shuma, that's chometz on Pesach, you have to pay back. Same machlokes now. Omer l'Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, l'Reb Elezer ben Chasmoi, he asks him, v'chimaha no yesh v'bo. Like he asked Rashi explains, even if you don't know my gzeres kosev, my pasuk here, you don't know the such a p'tur, but I call upon him, how could you be mechayiv? Omalei, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, Reb Elozer Chasmoi, he answered him back. V'chimaha no yesh loy bo, what ha no do you have? So how could you say Yechayiv feeding this chometz on Pesach? Omalei, Reb Elozer Chasmoi, Reb Elozer ben Yaakov, v'chimaha no yesh loy chol truma tumeya, v'shayim oy sashona. Like, why is eating chometz on Pesach worse that if Yisrael eats truma, that's tmeya. So Kain also can't eat it. Still you see Yechayiv. Shemeshalim, Oma lo yinsa back, there's a big difference. Lo yim amarte betruma tmeya, if yastam truma, that's tmei. V'shah yim arishashana, the rest of the year, shaf api shein le bohet rachila. True. A Kain is not allowed to eat the truma if it's tmeya. But we say in the old time, it's mutabano. The coin is allowed to take it and use it to burn, to heat up his oven. So Yama Bizu, Mashaken here this chametz on Pesach is truma, Shein Loy Bo Loy Heter Achila, you're not allowed to eat the chametz on Pesach, Loy Heter Asaka. You have no right, it's mutabano, you can't burn it either. So why do you say that if Yisrael that eats it has to pay back the coin, Karen V'chaymish, he didn't steal anything from him? Omar Loy, Rav Loza Chasmoy answered back, no. Af bezu yesh loy boheter asoka. No, even chometz and Pesach is mutubano. If Rav Loza Chasmoy holds, like Rav Yosef Glili Shita, that you're allowed to burn chometz and Pesach. Shimrotza koin, meritzlos my cowboy, he's allowed to give it to his dog to eat. If he holds like Rav Yosef Glili, chometz is mutubano on Pesach, you're allowed to let your dog eat it. Oy masik otachas afshiloy, or else you could burn it. And with the heat that comes out of it, you'll heat up your oven. That's Rav Loza Chasmoy's halacha. Hesiyos chometz is mutter b'hanor.